The words Kel Elyon are connected also to Gomel Chasadim Tovim. We've explained that Kel Elyon is above and beyond anything we could possibly fathom or understand. Kel Elyon is that our limited seichel just does not have the ability to comprehend the infinite. Shema Kluger. Nuria Shlema says this is very much connected to the way that we see the world, where we see life, perceive a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That when we go through life, it looks like there are times when things are good and there are times when things are bad. There are times where Hashem is operating with chesed and everything is toiv, and the times where it just does not seem that way. It looks, chas v'shalom, like Hashem is doing ra. However, in Shamayim, where they have the full picture, they understand that it's all chesed. Hashem is always gomel chasadim ta'ifim. In fact, ve'yigidu Shamayim tzidkai, that in Shamayim, says Shlomo Kluger, everything's good. Everything's perfect and couldn't be better. And Hashem runs the world with that precise perfection. But we don't see it that way. So when we say the words Kel Elyon, Hashem is above and beyond human comprehension, human understanding, above and beyond this world. From that perspective of Hashem being Kel Elyon, unfathomably deep, we can say he's Gomel Chasadim Tovim. Everything that Hashem does is chesed and good from a heavenly perspective, from a perspective that is above and beyond our limited physical perspective. We human beings are limited with all of our senses. There's only so far we can see, there's only so much we can hear. There's only so much we can understand of limited cognition. When we tap into the fact Hashem is Kel Elyon, he's above and beyond, that everything that he's doing is Gomel Chasadim Tovim. It's all good. We can't see it right now. Yes, that's because of our limited perspective. We are frail, fragile, finite human beings. We only see a part of the picture. Yeah, from our perspective, it looks like it's all wrong or it's all bad. But at least to have the emunah that this Kel Elyon, this God who is unfathomably deep, that is beyond our comprehension, is constantly being mashpia goodness. He's constantly giving, he's constantly doing good. And even if we don't understand it, we can know that it's there. And that's the way that we relate to Hashem anyway, as Kel Elyon, even though we can't understand him. We know that he's there. So it's not just a philosophical awareness of the existence of Hashem, as opposed to what he really is, but it's also the awareness that everything Hashem does is good, even though we don't understand how that could be. Kel Elyon Gomel Chasadim Tovim. He's above, he's beyond our comprehension. The way he runs the world is above and beyond our comprehension, but we should know. It's all chesed. It's all ultimately for the good. There's a bigger pan, there's a bigger picture with infinite wisdom, and it's all chesed and it's all good.